Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Dr. Amanda Elam is here, folks, and she's reporting with us on the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor 2018-19 report on women's entrepreneurship. This is a global report on women's entrepreneurship. And Amanda, folks, is not just a talking head, so-called expert. She's a real honest-to-goodness American entrepreneurial success story. Her company, Galaxy Diagnostics, an early-stage medical diagnostic company. When she talks about women's entrepreneurship, she is one, and she knows what she's talking about. Amanda, thank you again for being here. I'm proud of what you've accomplished. Would you like to give us some websites, please?
Give you some websites?
Yeah, yeah. The Diana Project, where the gym is can be found. Your own company. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. So the gem reports can be found at gemconsortium.org.
Gemconsortium.org. Go ahead.
Right.
That's GEM, folks, not JIM. GEM. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. GEMconsortium.org. The Women's Report is a special report. So we have an annual global report that's put out, and then we have a number of different types of special reports. So you'd look under that tab. The Diana International Institute at Babson has just been launched. So the information for that is under the Center for Women's Entrepreneurial Leadership, or CWEL, at babson.edu. And for my company, we do testing for flea and tick-borne diseases. We're pushing the innovations in that area, and our website is Galaxy, D as in dog, X.com.
All right, GalaxyDX.com. Check that out. So thank you for that, Amanda. So we've talked a lot about this, about what this report said and the implications of it. What are some other things that you'd like to make sure that we know about the GEMS new report on women entrepreneurship? What do you think?
I think the most important part of the report this year is really the message that women are already having an impact. I think that a lot of people have assumptions about women entrepreneurs, like they don't want to grow their businesses, or, you know, they're not as international or as innovative as men-led businesses, and our data disputes that outright. And in
can I stick something in here, Amanda? I was really disappointed.
Sure.
I'm trying to remember where it was, but I saw a national company, and I wish I could say who it was because I'd like to call them out, but I'm not going to say it because I might get it wrong. They were recognizing the top 10 women in the country business owners. And not to minimize any of the ladies who they recognized, but 100% of them had lifestyle companies. I know women who own foundries. I know women who are farmers. I know women who are running concrete paving companies. They run construction companies. They're in the supply chain for automobile manufacturing. I was disappointed some of those women weren't in that list. What do you think?
Well, I think
you should have been on that list.
Yeah, that would have been nice. I think that the women are overrepresented among wholesale and retail firms, so in that sector, and I think that's where the media tends to go to find
they
some
do.
Of the you know, the largest and fastest growing women led firms, but women are running excellent companies in every sector, and I agree that they don't get a lot of attention.
Well, that's exactly right, and not to minimize their efforts, but a lot of these women, some of them, you know, in the male dominated sectors like in the foundry business, they took it over from their fathers, and they're kicking you know what, you know what I mean? And they're, yeah, you know, they got dirt under their fingernails, and I've interviewed many of them on my show before, so I'm really proud of that. Amanda, I've got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Final thoughts are that our entrepreneurial ecosystems are really designed more for male entrepreneurs than for female entrepreneurs, and we need to debunk the negative stereotypes, and we need to figure out how to better support women entrepreneurs in the United States and around the world.
But even if we don't like the numbers, we like the trend, right?
We are happy to see, especially the perception data, yeah, suggests, yeah, that women are hearing the message. And
we like the trend. Dr. Amanda Elam, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. We'll do this again with this Global Entrepreneurship Monitor's report on women entrepreneurship. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.